This is Senator Al Simpson. Some progress has been made on solving the drug crisis, and now we have to turn to getting tough on crime. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Fighting drugs and crime go hand in hand, Ted. Last year, we funded the president's drug strategy, and more arrests are being made, and huge quantities of drugs are being seized. However, Ted, the president's crime package is stalled out in committee, and it's up to you Democrats to join to break that logjam. We can't. President Bush said in his State of the Union address that drugs and crime are still a very top priority. But just like John Elway and the Super Bowl Denver Broncos, the president's going to need a powerful offensive line. Ted, are you going to be a team player and put your considerable bulk on the line to help move this one out?
Now, President Bush's proposal on crime and drugs aren't winning any cheers. They'd never have made it to any Super Bowl. As law enforcement officers keep saying, one reason we're losing the war on drugs is that law enforcement can't do the job alone. We need an equal effort on education and treatment to stop young Americans from starting drugs and help addicts break their habit. The war on drugs is a three-legged stool. If the president touts law enforcement but neglects education and treatment, the plan won't stand up. In other areas of crime fighting, the administration's plan is equally defective. They shortchange local police. They abolish strike force teams that have had real success against organized crime. They kowtow to the National Rifle Association by refusing to ban assault rifles and assault pistols that are turning decent neighborhoods into free fire zones. With this fouled-up anti-crime program, Al, no wonder criminals are laughing. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's misguided capital gains tax cut for the rich. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.